Well, life often presents us with challenges or obstacles that feel overwhelming. Can you think of a time when you faced such a difficulty yourselves? One that seemed impossible to overcome. Perhaps you are dealing with that challenge today. The story of Joshua and the fall of Jericho is a powerful reminder that with faith, even the most daunting barriers can be overcome. On their way to the Promised Land, the Israelites experienced numerous hardships after their exodus from Egypt. For 40 years, they wandered in the wilderness, waiting for the fulfillment of God's promise. During this time, an entire generation passed away, their lives literally buried in the sands of time in the wilderness. As the new generation stood at the threshold of the Promised Land, hope and anticipation filled the air. Their old leader, Moses, viewed the Promised Land from Mount Nebo, but was not permitted to enter it. Instead, it was Joshua, a man chosen by God and filled with faith and courage, who would lead the Israelites into their inheritance. From a human perspective, conquering Jericho seemed impossible. Yet this victory became a powerful testament to God's strength and to the unwavering faith of his people. So today, let's review the story of Joshua and the fall of Jericho and how God demonstrates his ability to lead us through seemingly impossible obstacles. Well, the book of Joshua opens with God reassuring Joshua. So if you want to turn to Joshua chapter 1, we see that God is offering him encouragement as he steps into leadership. God promises Joshua, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you." And that's in Joshua 1, verse 5. If you drop down to verse 8, God continues, "This book of the law, which they received from Moses, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So no matter who or what you face, God will be with you, ready to help you overcome anything that comes your way. Just like Joshua, he calls us to be strong and courageous. At this point, Israel is camped on the east side of the Jordan River, across from Jericho. Jericho is a mighty fortress city. It is in a strategic spot, has plenty of water, and is very well defended with huge walls. Joshua decides to take action and sends two spies into Jericho. They find safety in the home of Rahab, a woman with a complicated past, but also a heart that is being stirred by God. Rahab hides the spies from Jericho's soldiers, risking her life. She tells them, "We have heard what your God has done. Our hearts melt with fear." The spies return safely with their report, and now Israel must cross the Jordan River. At this time of year, the river is overflowing. It's at flood stage. It's the worst time to try to cross the Jordan River. It makes no sense strategically. People and animals could just get washed away. But as God directed, when the priests carrying the ark step into the rushing water, the river stops flowing. Once again, Israel crosses on dry ground. This is just like when God parted the Red Sea for them before. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Bible says that event was like a baptism when they crossed the Red Sea. It's literally a physical separation from their past. Once they crossed, there was no turning back to go back to Egypt. No more returning to slavery and sin. So once the Jordan River returned to flowing again, it was flooding back to flood stage, the Israelites couldn't go back easily. They had to face their fears and move forward, relying on God. Like baptism, this marked a new beginning, leaving the past behind and trusting God for what comes next. Joshua chapter 4 and verse 19 says, "Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they camped in Gilgal on the east border of Jericho." And if you remember, the 10th day of the first month is when the Passover lamb is chosen, as commanded in Exodus 12, verse 3. After being circumcised, because as they were traveling in the wilderness, none of the new people, the men, were circumcised in the wilderness. So God commanded them to be circumcised. And then the Israelites celebrated the Passover right there in the plains near Jericho. And it says, from that day forward, instead of eating manna, they began to eat the produce of the land. So when Israel crossed the Jordan, fear came over Jericho. The city gates were then locked. The walls were fully guarded. And it says in Joshua 5, verse 1, "Their heart melted, and there was no spirit in them any longer because of the children of Israel." Then the commander of the Lord's army showed up before Joshua. This is the one who became Jesus Christ. He appeared to Joshua and gave him a very unusual battle plan. He said to march around the city one time each day for 6 days. The priests should blow the trumpets as you march, and you carry the ark behind them. Everyone else must stay completely silent, except on the 7th day. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times. Then blow a long blast on the trumpets and shout. And then God will make the walls fall down. These 7 days appear to line up exactly with the 7 days of unleavened bread. As we mentioned, they just observed the Passover. This plan would never work without God's intervention. Just yelling at a wall normally doesn't make it fall over. Still, Israel obeyed. Day after day, they circled the city, quiet, faithful, and obedient. On the 7th day, after marching around 7 times, the trumpets sounded. Joshua commanded them, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." Hebrews 11, verse 30 says that by faith the walls of Jericho fell after they were marched around for 7 days. By faith, Rahab, a woman with a past, did not die with those who were disobedient because she welcomed the spies in peace. The walls fell because the Israelites had faith and trusted God. Their victory was a result only God could give. If you want to look it up, there is archaeological evidence. Many archaeologists note that ruins in ancient Jericho match details from the book of Joshua. The city was on a mound, surrounded by a stone retaining wall that was about 15 feet high. So if you can imagine a stone retaining wall encompassing a large mound of dirt. On top of that wall was a 6-foot-thick mud brick wall, roughly 12 to 15 feet tall. And then beyond this was a second inner wall that was roughly the same height as that. So if you're looking from the ground, you'd see 15 feet of retaining wall, another roughly 15 feet of a mud brick wall. Beyond that, up the hill, was another wall, slightly higher than that, up to 15 feet tall. So it looked pretty impressive as you're standing on the ground. Excavations revealed that the brick walls did not fall inward. as might be expected during an attack. So normally when you attack the wall, it falls inward and then you can proceed from there. Instead, they fell outward from the wall, all around the city, except for a section on the north that remained standing, possibly where Rahab lived. The fallen walls formed a ramp up the retaining wall, making it possible for people to just walk up the ramp into the city. There is also evidence the whole city was burned with fire, including burned jars of grain, which supports the biblical account. And to learn more about Jericho and its history, many websites offer additional information and even a 3D rendered view that's showing what ancient Jericho may have looked like. So what are some lessons that we can learn from this story? I have 5 lessons here to go through. 1 is God is faithful and encouraging. Before the walls ever came down, God had already said, "I have given Jericho into your hands." Even when you see nothing changing in your life, even if the walls look as strong as ever, God is faithfully working behind the scenes. 2, obedience leads to victory. God's instructions to Joshua didn't seem logical. Just march around and shout. Yep, go ahead, do it. Obeying God is what brought the walls down. Your victory isn't always about understanding God's plan, it's about following it. God redeems the faithful. It's 3. Rahab's story proves that God saves people even if they have a history of mistakes. Don't let your past turn into a wall of fear you can't climb. Your past does not disqualify you. Your path, your faith, prepares you for salvation and purpose. 4, perseverance brings breakthroughs. Israel marched for 6 days and nothing happened. If you feel like you're on your sixth day, don't give up. Your 7th day breakthrough might be just ahead. 5, the 5th lesson, is when God brings down the walls, move forward. After the walls fell, the Israelites had to step into the city. When God opens the way, step forward bravely into what he's given you. So after defeating Jericho, Israel encountered many new challenges, including a defeat at Ai, the city of Ai, due to someone taking forbidden items from Jericho. You will have to keep reading yourselves to discover how the search for this individual unfolds. It's a mystery that only you can find out if you read more. I hope this review of Joshua and the fall of Jericho has been helpful. We all face moments that feel like impossible obstacles. However, as demonstrated in this account, walking in faith with God makes all things possible.